One shining moment. Da, 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 da,
what have I done to deserve this?
Oh, excuse me. no, I'm in the zone, as they say.
You know, it's is that it's the keto zone?
No.
I wasn't sure because you know that's a very podcasting thing.
You were trying to be in a zone over the weekend, if I remember correctly.
Oh, well, I was, but I don't have kids, so I'm not allowed to park in a public parking space.
Your version. That's just your version of March Madness.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and
just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping. And
you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Meh.
Appropriate. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 22nd of March, 2021.
Excuse me, it's the 22th.
Same difference. But not really. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Vader, how is everyone doing? I'm not even correcting him. I'm so exhausted. Not even correcting Noah. With me is the person who lives in, I mean, obviously a very elite neighborhood. It's Big Fatty.
Correct.
Yes. So.
Welcome to eliteness.
Right.
You
clearly.
Fool. Okay. Anyway.
Clearly. We'll talk about what just got Mr. Vader just, I mean, someone almost died. This weekend, but
somebody had to deal with Karen. What is the male Karen?
John Kenny? Ross. Yeah, John Ross.
John Ross Ewing.
Oh no, he's not that hot. But anyway, we'll get to your neighbor a little bit later. I believe Cunty McCunt comes to mind. So anyway,
work at the Ariel Puerto.
Now makes charcuterie boards and lives down the street from you. So,
Did you say charcuterie?
I did. Uh huh.
Okay.
And seeing that neighbor of yours, it's definitely charcuterie. Speaking of sharks, have you gotten all of your Shark Week stories yet that you need for the little show?
I have not. And I'm worried sick. I'm worried sick that Shark Week is just going to be the Shark Minute.
Ah, well, you know, here's the thing. Everyone's been at home so much this year.
Well, it doesn't mean that you don't shit yourself.
Well, but it's a lot less likely than if you're out in public doing the Big Fatty Horror Run to the toilet.
Oh, no, Granny. You know, last year, Granny was playing the online poker. And he thought he was gonna fart, and he shit, and it went up his back. But he didn't get up from the poker because he was winning the hand, so he just sat there in his own filth until he had lost his money, and then he went and had to do a wet cleanup with a shop vac.
Poor Granny. You know, it's hell getting old. It is. Yeah. Well, now you know. It's been a very quiet week since last we recorded the show that I believe Daniel Bieber had some criticisms of last week's show.
Oh, well, did you make note of those so that we don't do those again?
Oh, well, you know, when you think of this little show, if there's one thing you think of, it's learning from our mistakes. That's a quality
in that we don't.
Oh, right, right, right. That's a quality that I am certain that everyone not.
Yeah. No one associates the word quality with this little show.
Well, you know, we are the original. So Daniel Bieber said, listening to this week's LFC is what I imagine it would feel like to wake up from a 10-year coma and attempt to follow a new soap opera. I understand the words, but had no clue as to what they're saying. So, Big Fatty, I just want to point out that I think that what that really means is he hasn't been listening to the BFO. Because if you hadn't listened to the BFO, you would not have known what we were talking about with when it comes to the number one, number two, and number three fan scandal. That you know it was
right.
You know, so I because to me it's like one of those. I don't know if y'all watch the DC shows that are on. I guess it's the CW. I'm not sure. Like the Arrow, the Flash, and Supergirl. But, you know, they have the crossover episodes once a season where they all come together or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like it's that sort of it was that sort of moment where we were trying to boost ratings of all of the shows. And God knows.
No, here's the thing. Yeah. I don't expect anyone to listen to the BFO. I don't know why anyone would listen to the BFO. So, you know, it's.
So therefore, no one listening to the BFO is not a surprise.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, I've come to a sad realization this week.
Uh-oh, that your bathroom will never be finished?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. But I guess I came to that realization this week.
Okay.
So the part that they, you know, they had to order the new walls for the shower. Or whatever, because it didn't quite fit. I don't know if we talked about that on the show.
No, I don't think we discussed that.
Yeah, so that was part of what they had to like move some plumbing that required a permit because it was on a shared wall. Because I live in a condo, a townhouse, and so that all finally got worked out, and they did most of that. I have holes all in my fucking house right now, but then like the piece that they reordered came in broken.
Oh,
so anyway, so I'm yet again waiting for a shower, and I just, you know, I obviously can never use the one in Fat Acres again because I'm never coming back.
That's because I've got children.
Right. Well, no, that's my. Well, that's true. If you have children, you can't. You just can't. But yeah. So. So I called, when you're hearing this, and Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, I have HVAC folks coming out to quote me on my new HVAC. Yeah, I'm very excited, except for the part where I have to pay for it. Not super excited about that, but you know, I look at it this way. It could be a fire sprinkler system leak in the wall.
It could be, yeah.
It could be.
You know, is it, and by HVAC, do you mean Hort that comes in and runs the vacuum?
Need Hort too, because there are going to be all these men's up in my house this week.
Oh,
and so I'm trying to like frantically.
Did you need to borrow the special chair?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. But yeah, so I'm trying to frantically get the house, you know, presentable enough because they're going to have to look in the certain places where the lines and the hoist. I don't even know.
You know. This sounds very similar to Dr. Stone's situation out there in Southern California. You know, it never rains in Southern California.
Except in your kitchen, in your dining area.
That's correct.
Okay. Just checking. I don't understand, you know, maybe those who have kids. I don't understand how they get anything done because, you know, having kids is a full-time job. And then, like, to...
I agree with that.
You know, and then to have to deal with, like, all these repairmen and all this. Like, I'm not even having any work done this week, and I'm taking 3 days off work, essentially.
Oh.
Or partial days because, you know...
Oh. Well, you're fat, too.
Well, right, but yeah, I got some car stuff I got to get done this week too because I've got a little, you know, I hit a rake. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I think I did know that.
Yeah,
so, that was after the raccoon, right?
The raccoon was a different jalopy, so yeah.
Ah,
so but yeah, and I'm counting down, patiently counting down the days until I get my second vaccine, and then I am...
yours is when?
Same day as yours, April 5th.
5th? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So...
You know, there's many that got the Pfizer.
Pfizer, okay.
Pfizer. You know, they only have to wait 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was very confused because I thought it had said 3 weeks, and then they said it's a month. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. Now, you know, the coal mine, had I waited, the coal mine is inoculating everyone Tuesday. And it's with the Johnson & Johnson one. So it's a one shot and done. So could have gotten it at the coal mine Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever day. But no. I had to go out and get it on my own. And so,
Right.
So they will be fully immune before I get my second shot, I believe.
So you got the Moderna also, right?
I did. I got the Inferno one. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
They're getting the Johnson & Johnson at the coal mine, which is good because I'm ready for all this chatter to be over.
And you know, Johnson & Johnson makes the Band-Aids also, so there's a free Band-Aid included.
Oh, well, you might need it just to put over your little injections. Right. Did they cover you? Like, after they pricked you with the Moderna, did you get a Band-Aid or anything?
I did.
I didn't.
That hurt more than the shot because it caught on the hair and I should have shaved my scissors.
You should have shaved your scissors. Brett Ratty shaves his scissors.
Shaving the scissors. There you go. There's the title.
Well, I'll never remember that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So you didn't shave your scissors, and so therefore it was a little bit painful.
It happens. It was like pulling hairs.
Ooh, yeah. A lot, or maybe a lot of hairs. Well, that's basically it. There's nothing going on. I think I had some topics to talk about this week, but I don't write these things down. And then,
right?
You know,
memory is fleeting.
You're telling
me. And a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich.
So right. All right. So, well, Big Fatty, I think that we should talk about, you know,
the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. Yep. So, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. You were not expecting that.
No, I was not expecting that.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Tell me who was born today, and I'm going to tell you if they're dead or alive and who they were or are.
Right. James T. Kirk,
fictional character, captain of the USS Enterprise, NCC-1701 and NCC-1701A. William Shatner played him, and they are both alive.
You are partially correct.
Okay.
William Shatner was born on this date, and he is alive, and he played the part of James T. Kirk. However, James T. Kirk was not born until 2233, so he is dead.
So. But in my heart, he is alive. Mm. Okay.
Well.
Because I don't enjoy William Shatner.
Heart, you mean fart? Bob Costas.
Legendary sports anchor or announcer. He was not related to Bob Hope, but I could see how you would get them confused.
Right.
And I believe Bob Costas is dead.
Bob Costas was a sportscaster and all, and he is still alive.
Good God, how old is he?
Well, he's 4 years older than me.
Okay. He just seemed ancient. Okay, perfect.
All right. Carl Malden.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing you're not talking about the coal miner, Carl Malden. And so I'm going to go with, you're talking about the old one. The Civil War general, who Malden, South Carolina, is named for. So he's dead.
He is dead. Carl Malden was an American actor. He was in the streets of San Francisco, and he did the American Express commercials that said, "Don't leave home without it."
Oh. Now, is there one more? Is there a bonus question?
Well, there's several more. This was a
it was a big week in birth.
It was a big week. There was a lot of fucking years ago, and Dick Pound.
Now, this is not to be confused with Dick Head, who I believe was born last week. Dick Pound. Richard Pound.
It's Dick Pound, not Richard. Dick Pound.
Okay. Well, I am going to tell you, I don't know if he's dead or alive, but he is the inventor of, and there's one person at least who will know this, of the camisole.
Nessa. Right.
Right. He is the inventor of the camisole. So, right for those.
Well, Miss Lauren probably knew that also.
Right, right.
And you know, when you think of Dick Pound, don't you think
I'm
of
sorry,
Miss Lauren?
I'm sorry. Not the camisole, the caftan. My God.
Oh, my God. Well, that's.
I can't believe I got
that
them
takes
confused.
Us to an entirely different place.
Right. In a different demographic, even.
Right. Dick Pound is alive.
Oh.
And he's the Canadian chairman of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Of course he is. Right.
He also is the inventor of the caftan.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So how about that?
Yeah, I would not have gotten that one. But okay.
No. No.
Okay. Well, is that it? Are we done with the questions? Oh, someone didn't plug the cable in today.
Roger Whittaker. Right.
Roger Whittaker. Okay. I know Roger Whittaker, or I know the name, but now I can't remember who Roger is. Roger Whittaker. Why do I know that name? Why do I know that name? I don't believe he was the owner of Whittaker's floor coverings in my hometown, although that might have been Roger Whittaker also.
Right.
He's most known for playing the piano, ballads, and oftentimes singing along with Kenny Rogers on the Easy Listening CDs. And I used to have to listen to those in the doctor's office when I worked there. So,
well, Roger Whittaker is a singer. He was born in the South Africa, or in the Africa.
Yes.
And he sang, beautiful.
I'm pretty sure he played the piano, too.
He may.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one, Werner Klemperer.
Werner Klemperer. Now that I don't know.
This one you should know. Would you like a Kent?
Sure.
Did somebody die?
That's Roger Whittaker.
Oh.
It's his most popular song. Okay. Unless there's a different Roger Whittaker. Yes, I would like a hint, please.
Okay. General Bullcalter.
I have no idea.
Werner Klemperer played Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes, and he would always say, "General Bullcalter, I can assure you, there's never been a successful escape from Stalag 13. Hogan dismissed." Okay, never mind.
Never seen an episode of Hogan's Heroes. So
really?
Yeah, never.
You have no idea who Sergeant Schultz is then?
Not a clue. Not a clue. I mean, because that show was on in the 80s, I feel like, but I don't.
No, it was more like the 60s.
Was it? Really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was before my time. So.
Okay. Well, I know Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, knows Werner Klemperer like he knows Shirley Booth.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Warner Klimper is what Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee does when he has about to shard himself and he has to run to the turlet.
And he goes, General Bull Carter is Warner Klimper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hogan?
That's what he does. You know who else
General
listens
Bull Carter
to
Carter is about to be an escape from my butt, which I called Starlog 13. Okay.
You know who else listens to the show that we don't make fun of nearly enough? And that's the Laughing Buddha.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like we don't make fun of him or tease him. We don't want to make fun of him.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he is today the 22nd. He is getting his first.
Oh, his Moderna, or he doesn't know which vaccine, right?
He's getting his first Fauci ouchie.
I know. So. He was very excited. Said it was a little bit of a hassle to get it signed up, but yeah. Okay, I can't listen to this music. It's Joni Mitchell.
Boy, you are beautiful.
Yeah. It's terrifying. Okay. So, yeah. Big Fatty. Now, I would say this is when we normally play the voice letters, but again, we didn't get any. So.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we only have like 6 listeners, so I suppose we shouldn't ask for too much. But
has Miss Lauren ever called us?
Not the new show. She called the old show. Oh. But she
has Dr. Stone ever called us?
He doesn't like the voice letters. You know, it's painful. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
He prefers to write an angry old man letter.
And he has done that. He has done that. So, speaking of angry old men, I spoke with Chris yesterday. Just a little catch up. He messaged me and said, hi. And I said,
and by message
hi.
you mean on the Grin Doctor?
On the Beard Finder, yes. And I was like, why are you messaging me on the Beard Finder? And so he tippa-tapped. And he's like, do you want to go to Myrtle Beach today? And I said, and this is at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, you know, it's a little late in the day, to be planning that. And plus, like, I was like, here,
is
I'll shut
you?
Him down. I did just get a Snapchat.
Excuse me 1 second. I had cabbage for lunch.
Oh dear God. Ugh. And, anyway, poor Big Fatty has had, now he knows how the rest of us feel anytime he's around. Chris and I decided we weren't going because I checked. I was like, the Scarlet Roofed Resort and Conference Center is sold out.
Oh, well.
I said, so we will not be
COVID
going.
COVID is over.
It is. So, but anyway, we were just making plans. He's like, I can come stay with Sammy and our friend Sammy. And I said, no, you cannot. And so he said, can I stay with you? And he said, and I said, no. So I shut him down really quick, and he knew better than to ask to stay with Big Fatty. So
hello.
Yeah. So anyway, so that happened, and then my friend, we'll call him Larry, called.
Oh, okay.
And he, you know, he lives there in the Fat Acres, and he said, "Hi, Larry. I'm home." And I said, "Okay." And he was like, "Are you not coming over?" And I said, was I supposed to? And he was like, well, we talked about it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well.
And I said, well, I could. So I ran over to the Fat Acres. And I was way away.
And by run, you meant drive.
Oh, 100%. So I parked, went in. You know, I was there for a couple hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And so I was leaving and I got in the car and I was driving away, as one does. And I said, gosh, I didn't tell Big Fatty I was here again. I should call him. And so I did, and I messaged or whatever. And you said, yes, come on by. And so I said, okay. So I had to circle around, back around Fat Acres to get back to the villa. And it was full of obstacles. I think I sent you a photo of like a car parked in the middle of the street with its door open.
It had its wings spread.
Yeah. There was a FedEx truck that was like, I had to back down the street for the FedEx truck to get by. Right. Like, whatever. Right. Then I circled by the villa. There's no parking.
No. There was some sort of hootenanny across the street.
Ah, well, and so then I looped, but then Miss Girl waved at me, and I thought she meant she was leaving. Mm-hmm. But it turns out she probably just thought I was one of her little friends. And so I circled the block to come back because I watched to see which car she got in. She got in one at the end. So circled the block to come back. She was not leaving. So... Then I get down to the end of the street, and there's a parking space there. So I wheeled it in, and that's when the event happened. And I am, like, I pulled in and was backing up, and Fat Larry in a black Honda comes wheeling up next to me. Are you parking? Yes. Well, I live here, and I have kids. You need to move. And I was like, you could ask nicely. And I would be happy to if you need to park here. This isn't parking for just everyone. And I was like, oh. Well, if that's the case, then I'm just going to sit in my car right here. So then he got out of the car and proceeded to yell that he had kids. And I said, don't you have a garage? I have kids. I can't go back there. And I was like, well, I can't move until you do. And so he finally pulled up. And I almost ran him over. Not going to lie. It was tempting. But... I didn't. I restrained. And then I got so angry, I just drove away.
I got the message. I'm sorry, I can't come see the new paint job at the villa.
I actually think I called you.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And I was like, I cannot deal with your horribly angry, fat neighbors anymore. I mean, he's not really fat, but you know, that's my point. That's all I wanted to say is everybody, I was really angry and I probably, you know, should have just felt sorry for him because he's a terrible human being and whatnot. But instead, I, you know, got angry and that made me angry and I still had things to do. And then I was angry trying to do those things. I ended up eating a whole box of Oreos and then because I was angry. But,
you know, okay, you know, so there is a shining a silver lining to this story then.
Well, the lining isn't silver, but yes. So anyway, but I was thinking about this and like, you know, before I got home, I had already found out his name, his wife's name, his business's name, which he owns himself, his wife's business, which she owns herself, you know, who they had their mortgage with, how long they lived there. And it's like, I appreciate being a little perturbed that there was probably a party in the neighborhood. Now, he assumed I was going to that party. Right,
right.
Which I was not. I didn't know there. I knew something was going on because I couldn't find a parking space.
Right.
Which I could have just parked up across from Larry's again, but didn't want him to see me come back. I was afraid, you know, whatevs.
Right.
I could have parked on another block. I could have parked behind your house and come through. But yeah. So anyway, all that to be said, like, you don't know. First of all, he didn't know if I was crazy and had a gun and was going to shoot him. Right.
Right.
Like, so you should be nice to people if for no other reason than that. But second, like, you know, like, just everybody, you should be nice to other people. Like, the world is not coming to an end because you have kids and you can't park in front of your house, even though you have a driveway and a carport. Like, none of those things should cause you to ruin your Saturday. So that's what I got to say about that. Like,
I think this is sage advice.
Like, just be kind. It's not... None of that needed to happen. And truthfully, if he had said, hey, we have guests here or something, and there's so they're parked in the back, and I have kids, now, it turns out his kids are like 10, so they aren't toddlers, which is what he led, whatever. But all that being said, like, I, you know, with the kids and we've got groceries, is there any way we can, and you know what I would have said? Absolutely. Like, that's all it would have taken. Like, for that to have not escalated into me almost running him over. So, but be polite, be kind, and do a little bit of this. Oh, my goodness. It's time to play This, that, or the other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Oh, yes, I am.
Was that little toot your answer there? Whew.
Oh,
someone is eating all the cabbage.
Too much cabbage here.
Right. So anyway. I thought that we would play a game about angry people with kids, but then I decided I too needed to let this go.
Right.
So, you know.
Did Roger Whittaker write that song, Let It Go, Let It Go?
No, he definitely did not.
But you are so beautiful. All right, anyway.
Okay. So we were going to play this last week. And I feel like it would have been more appropriate since we both got our vaccines, but we just didn't because we nattered on too long about me being the number three fan of the BFO, not Baron Frosty. I thought we would play a little this, that, or the other about vaccines.
Okay.
So, you know, when you say vaccine, the one that comes to mind is smallpox, or not smallpox. Polio. That was a big one.
Right.
Bill Cullen, quiz show host,
Bill Cullen had polio.
As did FDR. But yeah, so, and, you know, kids were getting in swimming pools and all that good stuff. But, you know, so in the 50s, there was a polio vaccine. But there were already.
I got the polio vaccine.
Right, and you obviously didn't get the one that caused, you know, your head to swell or whatever. But just your testicles, clearly. There were four other vaccines that were given with the polio vaccine already in the 1950s. Which one of these was not given with the polio vaccine? Was it
okay?
Was it tetanus, smallpox, or measles?
I will. Tetanus. I'm gonna say measles because I think we had to get a separate measles vaccine.
All right. Correct. Yeah. The measles vaccine did not come out until the 1960s, but in the 50s, you got smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, which I had never heard of, and polio.
Pertussis.
Well, it's pertussis. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's in my mind. So, in 1963, you got your measles, and then other vaccines followed along. But, you know, things got crazy. Because, you know, vaccines for a while weren't, because now it's like MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. It's just one shot, right? But in the beginning, it was like all of these crazy vaccines. But in the mid 90s, things were a little bit crazy. Or actually, let's say 2000. Things are getting a little vaccine crazy.
Let's go to 2000.
In 2000, how many vaccines did a child get? Now, I know that's by that point, teenagers were getting vaccines. But how many vaccines did a child have to get in the year 2000? Was it 11? 12 or 18?
I'm going to say 12.
It's 11. It's 11 separate vaccines. Now,
I was close.
You were close. And admittedly, some of these they were able to quickly combine together. But I remember because I worked in the doctor's office in the late 90s and it was crazy. But in 2010, we got a little vaccine crazier.
Oh, well, this is when they had to have that that thing that the cancer thing for the kids. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So how many vaccines did we give in 2010? Were how many vaccines were recommended for children? Again, this is not the stuff for teenagers and all that. Whatever went back. Okay, I needed to count them really quick. Okay. Uh-huh. Was it 15, 18, or 23?
I'm going to say 23.
Incorrect. It was only 15. But still, and you know, there were some that were combined, that sort of thing, but it wasn't that many. It was a shit ton of vaccines back then. And of course, now we've gotten really good at combining things, but we give the hepatitis B and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. So it's still a lot of vaccines. So I guess my point is we are not used to getting vaccinated, but vaccines are everywhere. Vaccines make us all happy. I don't really know. I got nothing. I just thought it might be kind of interesting.
Ooh. Oh, thank goodness.
Well, it's been trying to play for a while.
Countdown clock is a vaccine for this show.
Right. Ooh. And Miss Lauren sighed a little.
What's coming up this week?
Not a lot. I have all those appointments with the HVAC people, so I'm not working much, but yeah.
Right.
I have a new project in the mail, so, you know, I'm kind of like...
Okay.
I'm kind of taking it easy right now. I have a very busy summer coming up. I'll be honest with everyone. I'm going to Wisconsin. I will be in Madison, Green Bay, and whatever that big city is in Wisconsin. I'll be in Dallas, Fort Worth. I will be in San Diego, and I will be in Vegas. So let me know.
Does Dr. Stone know you're coming to San Diego?
As of this exact moment, he does. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's later in the summer for work.
We'll see his turquoise dining room. Ooh.
That would be painful. But, I mean, yeah, that'd be great. So,
yeah,
I haven't seen the new place.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, That really was the poster child for caftans.